but not my show.
Yeah, this is Active FM. This is my show, but not my show, with my man Musa. I myself, Lwando.
Welcome to my show, and not my show. I am the blues man, and I'm from Johannesburg. And yeah, I hope you get blessed by the show. Yeah, we'll be talking about interesting stuff today, and yeah, I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
We are from Johannesburg in South Africa, from the South. This is where we do life. This is where, you know, we live our lives. Very exciting, even though we're still in the lockdown, say like stage 3, and you know, there are so many, you know, regulations that we have to comply with, but at the end of the day, we have to keep safe, you know, and just to encourage you there. And the good thing is that, you know, we are still living, we are still dreaming, we still have life, we are still excited, and here we are just to encourage you wherever you find yourself as the Active FM, you know, and we giving you the word of God. This is a place to be where you get inspired, this is a place to be where you get moved and be lifted up by, be encouraged by the word of God, because that's what you need in life, that's what I need. I need to know that there's someone who cares about me, I need to know that I'm not alone, I need to know that there is strength that is available from above. I need to know that there's someone who died for me so much, that he loved me so much that he died for me. That's what I'm trying to say. So myself and Musa, we're looking at something that's very amazing, and you can it includes, you know, our childhood, growing up and being, you know, young and doing some mistakes, you know, not agreeing with our parents, doing things in secrets and all that. And what we asking is, was it really that bad? That's actually the topic. Was it really that bad? Or when now you old and you look back, and I mean, what do you say? What do you say about the things that your parents taught you? About the things that, you know, your parents showed you, how they raised you. And I know there were some, like, you know, small beatings on your bum, because normally in children's church, where we are in church, we normally say, you know, pow pow or naughty corner. And there were those moments. And but what was actually, you know, the biggest thing that you never used to like? When you were there, you were still young, and your mother maybe used to say, you know, hey, why are you late? Why did you come back home late? Or why didn't you actually pack up your toys? What was it? You know, and I had that, you know, in a different way, because I grew up in rural areas. And it was very, very obvious, more and more being developed, and people actually, you know, start having this, you know, urbanization life that we actually see in cities. But when I was still young there, life was really different, and we made cars out of, you know, those wires, your fence wires. We made cars out of, there was so much creativity, you know what I'm saying? And we just needed guidance as we grow. And I feel like, you know, most young people, they so creative when they're still young, but as they grow up, they actually lose their creativity, because most of the times they don't actually have the right direction. Specific, maybe people coming from, you know, broken backgrounds, and that's where the problem is. But I can actually remember when we were still young, and the things that we used to do, we were never bored. We did everything to make life, you know, fun out of ourselves. And that was actually interesting. We made cars out of clay. That was good. We made cars, we used to fight with sticks. Anyway, life was kind of rough there. We used to, you know, most of the guys now, you look in cities, man, PlayStation, they're playing soccer. We used to make, you know, soccer balls out of plastics. And it would be so nice. The game will be so intense. We will be sweating and we enjoying this thing. And you know, when you're going home, you can't wait until tomorrow, because you want to play. So life was actually fun. You know, we many things. Now I'm thinking about, you know, background. I wonder, Musa, how was your background? Because I think about moments where we will actually go over a cliff. We want this sliding thing that you will slide into the river, because we used to swim in the rivers. We didn't have swimming pools, you know what I'm saying? And especially when we didn't swim in winter, but summer, wow, was actually the greatest, you know, a season for our lives, because all the time we would be swimming, you know what I mean? It's like we were happy, we never lacked anything. You know, there was so much creativity, there was so much thinking, you know, making our lives, you know, be something that we appreciate. But I've actually seen now we have grown up like, you know, people I grew up with, and it's rough. But you know, I'm just speaking about our creativity when we were still young, and it was amazing. We used to watch Rams when they fight, man. We used to watch, you know, your ox when they fight, man, and that thing was just interesting. You know what I'm saying? That was a wild life, you know, when we over the mountains, we hunting. I used to do that, and we see a snake, we kill a snake. So stuff like that. Some of the things we did were crazy. You know what I'm saying? And we were so passionate about life. We were so excited about life. But one of the things I've also seen is life in cities, especially young people, what happened is that they passionate, they have this energy, they're excited. You know what I'm saying? You have small guys, they're playing toys, they have bicycles, guys meeting, you know, doing stuff. But you know, when we grow old, we sort of lose that creativity. You know what I'm saying? And now bringing, I believe, this is what I believe, you know, when we... And look, we're facing two different, you know, societies. Specific where I come from, or let me not even say where I come from, where I am and looking people who are living around me, is that you have a society that has, you know, kids that are growing up with their parents, without their parents, either with their mother, and their mother always gets, you know, drunk, stuff like that. And it's the reality that, you know, we're going through as people. Most of us are, I mean, how... If you know the background of our country, South Africa, and we have a man called Mandela, Nelson Mandela. In fact, I'll tell you, that name, Nelson, actually came from a teacher that was from the Methodist Church. So Mandela was actually educated by the church. And it doesn't seem like, you know, like that in our days, since our nation has freedom and, you know, glory is not given to the church, you know. And the church doesn't have a voice specific in our country, but it's amazing how many people go to church. And we are the people, and the reason why we have, I don't know why I'm talking about this, but the reason why we have government there is so that on top, is so that, you know, at the end of the day, they meet their needs, our needs. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we feel like, you know, we don't have a voice. But my point is, we live in a society that's broken. Looking at the history of our nation, and what you're looking at is broken black families. They don't have structure, stuff like that. I mean, most people are raised by their grandmothers because parents are to come to Joburg, and or the fathers have to leave, you know, home and come to Joburg to look for jobs, stuff like that. So it's actually part of you know, the problem that we have. So you have the majority of young people, you know, growing up and without their parents. But at the same time, you also have now these guys who are old, but they live with their fathers because their fathers had to come to Joburg, you know, to look for jobs. And what is the problem with that? Is that now this young men, now they are old, they grew up with their fathers, they don't know how to be men, they don't know how to, you know, to take care of the family, they just impregnate and then they leave. Do you know what I'm saying? Why? Because they lived without their fathers, they were never showed, they were never formed by their fathers to be the fathers. So we have the problem that we're facing, but at the same time, we have also, you know, our families that have, I can say those are privileged kids. It's not about the matter that about the matter of these families are doing well in terms of their household economy. They have enough cash, but it's just the matter of that, you know, the father is there, the mother is there, and the father loves the mother, and the mother loves the father, and that actually caters. It's actually the love that caters the children, so they grow up with the right support. You know what I'm saying? And there are families like that, and those kids, I can actually call them privileged. At the end of the day, we can also see that there are kids who are like that, but at the same time, they really, really don't pay so much attention to what they have because they don't realize what they have. You know what I'm saying? And But somehow, somewhere, someone has spoken to your life, I believe. Either you grew up with a single parent, someone has spoken to your life. And you know the things, your creativity that you used to have when you were still young. And that's why now I can actually say, was it really that bad? Like, I was adopted many times, but I can tell you one thing. Those people that helped me, they actually spoke to my life. You know what I'm saying? And there is something, because what you need is that you can't lose that dream, those dreams of you. Do you understand? Those dreams that you used to have when you were still young, and used to dream of big things, but because now you lose direction, life becomes about parties and all that. Why do you come out, why do you end up, you know, losing that passion for life? Why do you end up losing that creativity for life, your dreams and all that? Why? Because there is no teaching that gives you direction to the right or the fulfillment of your dream. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is no teaching that sustains you in the passion that you used to have when you were still young for what? For life. You get what I'm saying? So the most important thing, is there anything that you can look back at? Is there any command that your parents gave you? And I mean, if you listen to them, they would actually build you. They will actually build you. Maybe you're the person who's stuck. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know how to change everything. Maybe you should go back to those teachings that you were given. Maybe by any person who saw that you were struggling and you need guidance and they spoke to your life. And the most important thing is that you gotta listen and you gotta tell yourself that, you know, I'm listening to what, to the right person, and I have the right direction. So if you look at the book of Proverbs, Chapter 7 verse 20 says, young men, obey your father and your mother. Take to heart all of their advice. Keep in mind everything they tell you. So the Bible actually tells us, you know, to obey. Now you have grown old, because when you were young, I mean, either you didn't have a choice. You knew that you were going to get the beating. And was it that bad? What didn't you like? What was the worst thing that you used to do? And whenever you did that, that thing made you to get a beating every day. Was it that bad? I mean, when you look at that, do you think your parent was actually right? How that has actually shaped you? How is that formed you? Do you understand what I'm saying? Would you do the same for your children? You know what I'm saying? Do you want your children, you know, to face, you know, a life that they don't have to face, the hardships that other people they face, either because of their parents, or lack of parents, or of their disobedience towards their parents? You know what I'm saying? What is this that you really didn't like? Like, you looked at and like, yo, this was actually bad, you know? And now that you're old, you used to listen because you knew that you were going to be smacked on the bum. But now, there you are, you're old. Do you still listen? Do you still, you know, comply with those rules? You know, in the lockdown, we're complying to the rules that we are given. But I mean, do you still comply into your parents', you know, rules, even though they're not there? Do you still? I can actually give you a testimony. So, one of my mothers, as I said, I was adopted many times. But one of my mothers, and I mean, she gave it all. And to be honest, when I was young, I was still in high school, I really didn't like stuff that she used to tell me. You know, you can't put a pot in the fridge. Like, wow, you know, that too much, you know, instructions. You know, you can't wash dishes with cold water. Or just put, you know, the dishes in the sink, and what you do now, you actually start pouring cold water or hot water. So the first thing you need to do is to mix the water and know that it's fine, so that, you know, the plates and the glasses, they don't break. And this is how you actually hang your clothes, stuff like that. I'm thinking, yo, you much instructions. You know what I'm saying? This is how you clean. This is how you look. This is how you sit. Come on, man. This is really stressing me. That means I can't have freedom. But to be honest, here I am and I'm old, and I find those things fascinating. And like, wow, you know, these are the things that shaped me. That now as I grow and I realize how much she was right, how much it was actually shaping me to be a man, you know, to think and be a person who was organized, not always seem like, you know, a clumsy person, was not organized, not looking after himself, stuff like that, you know, was lazy, the way he's walking, you can see this guy is really bored with his life. And she was actually helping me, building me. And, you know, that was the greatest thing, you know, telling you to study and like, yo, I want to watch a movie, stuff like that. So, yeah, that is me. The Bible, as the Bible says, you know, young men, obey your father and your mother. Take to heart all their advice. Keep in mind everything they tell you. Now, we actually see that Jesus, from the young age, he actually obeyed his parents. You know, when Jesus just disappeared and they find him in the temple, but the Bible says, you know, Jesus actually obeyed his parents, so he submitted to his parents, you know, and that's, I believe that's actually the good example, you know what I'm saying? And end of the day, you will always be a child, even though you have a big beard and you are a grown man, to God you will always be a child, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, we always see the problems, but we really not worried about the basics, about being accurate and abiding in the basics, you know what I'm saying? And that's the most important thing that we need to do.
Okay, so things that I was told at a young age that didn't make sense at the time and started to make sense as life started going along. It's an interesting topic today. I wasn't really told a lot in my young age, because I wasn't the one to be around people, you know. I was always alone. I loved being alone. I didn't like being with friends, anyone. I enjoyed my own company. But when I was naughty, there was obviously things that, I was told. Yeah, some things that at the time offended me. But as I started growing, I started seeing that, you know, there's some things I actually told to you at the time because you need to hear it and it will help you even though you don't like it. So what I remember being called, I was shouting at her once upon a time, and I'm talking like I'm in Disney, once upon a time. Anyway, I was shouted at once upon a time, and I was told that I'm acting like the devil's kid. At the time I was so offended, I asked the answer to, yo, call cops and everywhere. Okay, I didn't go that far, but in my head I already painted a picture of what I could do and all. It was strange. Yeah, you know when you already you know you did something wrong and you're going home now, and then as soon as you get home, you know, hey, it's gonna go down. So on your way to the house, there you're busy planning. Now I must say this. Now I must say this. Now they can't find that. Now I need to say this. I need to say it. Nah. Yes, I was planning all those stuff. Yeah, until I got to the corner, I'm like, guy, it's tough. And back then we used to say chai. So chai means it's over, you know, it's done. So I'm busy telling myself, I know it's chai. It's chai. The whole time I'm saying it's chai, meaning it's done. Like, yo, I'm finished now. It's like a slang word that me and my friends use. So it was like, yo, it's finished now. And then I got home, and then I plotted a lie. I said a lie. I was lying about what really happened at the school at the time. So I said a lie, and then I said the lie, not knowing my grand already knows like the truth. She knew the truth already, so she was busy calling me, you're a liar, you this, you that. And then at the end of that conversation, she ended like, you know what, people who lie are the devil's children. Yes, the offense that was in my head, you know, I was like, yo, imagine you calling me a devil child. I'm busy walking away mumbling, imagine you call me a devil child. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm busy mumbling. They are walking away, but yeah, it was very funny. At the time, no, I didn't see it as funny, but yeah, as time gone on, I started coming to the church I'm at now, the active church. I started going. And there's one thing I found out during the preachings. the I don't know if it was the pastor or it was someone else who was preaching on the stage, but that person said, he was quoting from the Bible, saying something about the liars are the devil's children and all of those stuff. I'll look for that verse for you. But you can imagine the feeling I just got right there. I'm like, yo. so it made sense, but at the time it didn't make sense. She wasn't literally calling me that. What she was basically doing is if I'm gonna be if I'm gonna carry on with the lies and all of those stuff, that's it means I'm the devil's child, you know, because I'm doing what he does. That's basically it. I'm doing what he does. So it was some things are like, what, like let me give an example. Like, for example, I think I found the verse, Acts 13 verse 10. I think it says, "You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of kinds of deceits and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord?" Okay, so basically, let me read that out loud. It says, "You are the child of the devil and enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord?" So basically, you not doing God stuff is you obeying the devil. You see. So you may not know it now that I'm being the devil's child right now. You may not know now that you're following him, but you need to watch the things you do. That's why it's important to always have a relationship with God, because I don't know if you had that feeling before when you're about to do something wrong and then there's that voice telling you, I shouldn't do this. Should I do this? I shouldn't do this. And then you, like normally human instinct, you'll think, okay, you know what, I'm doing this because... human instinct will be like, why am I talking to myself? I'm doubting, not knowing. It's actually the spirit speaking to you. Always it happens, because if it was yourself, you'd probably like pump yourself up, you know, because human nature, we think what we do is right. What we do, we don't want to be told or something to, you know, we think what we do is right. So if it was us, we would probably say, I need to do this now, sooner the better, instead of telling ourselves, I shouldn't do this. This is not right. You can't do this. But you understand what I'm saying. So that's like the spirit talking to you. And things, I also see an example in kids and parents too. I was watching a series, I think it was last week or the week before, I forgot now. I don't really have time to watch a lot of series and that. But when I was watching it, around that night, and then I was watching it, so there was a scenario where the guy didn't like his parent, his mom. Because he feels his mom neglected him. He feels that his mom neglected him by sending him away. Because what happened, the mom sent this child away from the family. And they just sent him away for good because he rebelled and all of that. So now they meet up once again when the son is much older now. And he's running his own life. He has his own business. And then, so... what happens is he meets her again. And then he's angry. He's furious, eh? He's busy telling her, you neglected me and all of these things and all of these things. He's seeing in his perspective, you understand? So he's neglecting, he's always busy shouting, he's busy... he was upset, he was very upset. And then the mom replied by saying, do you think what I did was to hurt you or to get you out? Do you think it was easy for me to get you out of this family? Then she further explained, saying, if you stayed in this family, because this family stays in China, if you stayed in this family, they were going to probably kill you because you were my third born and all of those stuff. So I sent you away so you can still live and have a life. I sent you away. It wasn't easy and that, you know, but we don't look at that in that. We don't look at situations like that at that kind of perspective. We don't have like we don't look at it in that way. Some things your parents do now or. Yeah, some things your parents do now, and if you're a parent, you'd probably understand. There's things you'll say now that your kid doesn't like, but you know down the line, hey, it's going to help them for good. For example, you know the saying where they say you can bend a tree when it's... you can't bend a tree when it's old, you can only bend it when it's young. Yeah, that, I don't really fully believe that, but I believe, the root you can't bend, that's what I believe. Wherever the child is rooted, you can't move that. So let me give an example with the child. So if you root this child to always stick to... let me give something not really serious, but something that will work out. So I give my child a ring, just for example, lack of example purposes. I give my child a ring, I tell him this ring must always, I tell her, because I'm the daughter. Yeah, anyway, I tell her to take this, to keep this ring on her finger at all times. She mustn't take it out. Now I'm telling her when she's like 3 years old, 2 years old. I'm telling her every day when she wakes up, every day when she wakes up. Once she gets to a teenager's, where she can finally make decisions and all that, that she thinks are true. Do you really think it will be easy for her to take that ring out when she was told every single day when she was young? No, it won't be. You see, that's exactly my point I'm trying to make. The parents are doing things when you're young, knowing in the future what's benefit to that. For example, if you're telling your daughter to always save every day, so you give her pocket money. Well, let me say my daughter. I was talking about my daughter. I don't have one, but, you know, yeah, just for... Yeah, anyway. So, I have like 5 rand. I give my daughter 5 rand, and then I tell her, spend 3 rand and save 2 rand. Every day I tell her that. Now one day when she's older, she'll have saving programmed in her mind. Because of, she won't like it. Sometimes she'll fight with you because she'll want, I want to buy that shoe, I want to do this, I don't have enough. But you still tell her, look, save that money. What happens in the future to her? Now she has a lot of money because, I mean, saving 2 rand every day eventually will become a lot of money, you know. But you can see the point I'm trying to make is sometimes things that they tell you now, like telling you not to swear, not to talk rudely, not have respect when you're at a table, things like that. In the future, I mean, right now you want to eat like a pig or something because you're very hungry, or you just want to say what you feel. You just, I don't like you. Hey, you, I don't like you. Do you understand what I'm saying? But now if you look at it in future perspectives, how do you think that you will be, how long do you think you'll last when you're in a job with that kind of attitude? So I just encourage that we don't fight whatever our authorities are saying to us, because their authority, they know more than us. That's why they placed there. That's why God placed them there. I say we need to obey and we need to listen to whatever they tell us. So I'm going to hand over to Lando now. I hope, you know, yeah, I hope you received what I spoke, what I was speaking about. And yes, yeah, have a good one.
We have come to the end of the show, and we want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because you know deep in your heart that there's something that's missing. You know, you're always empty, and you feel like within you, though your parents are there, though you know your friends, your family members are there, but guess what? You still feel empty. You still feel like you're not fulfilled. You know, you have been living your life, and I remember, you know, we're praying for this old lady in the hospital, and guess what? And one thing that she was aiming to see was actually God, because, I mean, it was the end days of her life. She was very old, you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, you pray for other people, all people, but they're still not fulfilled. They empty, which means there's only one person that can fulfill you, and that's actually God through Jesus. And this is an opportunity to actually bring yourself. You know, when we read about the prodigal son, when the son decided that I'm going home, I'm going to my father, and you can make the same decision because you're afraid to say, you know, I'm going back home because I want my father's love. I want to be loved. I want to be, you know, someone. I don't want to be someone who's there and poor. Yeah, I don't want to be someone who's nobody. You know, when you have God within yourself, you're not going to be nobody because you are the child of the Most High. And this is an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to say, God, I want you to come into my life. So you can pray this prayer. Say, dear Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I give you my life. I thank you, God, for your greatness. I thank you, God, for your love. Lord, welcome me with open arms, because I am running to you. I'm giving you my life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior with all my heart. I believe with all my mouth. I confess that you are the Son of God. You were raised from the dead, taken to heaven. And right now you are seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Don't forget to visit our website www.activefm.co.za, our Facebook page /@activefm777, our Instagram page @activefm777, and also our Twitter @activefm.
You can catch us, if you enjoyed the show, you can contact us. You can catch us on Active FM, on Instagram @activefm777. That's my favorite. That's what I like, you know, I'm an Instagram person. But you can also catch us on TikTok at Active FM. You can catch us on Facebook, Active FM. And yeah, just contact us and yeah, we'll get back to you. And yes, yeah, have a good one.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.